Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go tonight. Happy holidays to all of you. Thank you for tuning in to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm, Amigo Energy, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, 7-Up, thank you. And let's not forget Bud Light. These sponsors putting your game on the radio. Also, the gorgeous Gale Bar over in West University, and Bar Munich, and our good friend Raymond in downtown Houston. The call-in number is always 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. The question I'm going to lay out here tonight, first and foremost, the most important, in your opinion, most important soccer moment of 2015. What is it? Your most important soccer moment of 2015, and I would expect to get a number of differing answers here today. Again, I would like to know what your important, most important soccer moment is of 2015 at 713-780-3776. We stream at ESPN975.com. Follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook Soccer Matters, and for those who dare, we also post pictures at Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. Podcast, podcastarena.com, and on iTunes. So much going on in the world of soccer. So much going on, whether it's locally with the Dynamo and all the content coming to town with the Copa Centenario, whether it's Europe, whether it's the World Club Championship, which was won by Barcelona. Let's talk about it tonight. We are never short of topics. So I'll put a couple out there to go along with your most important soccer moment of the year that will end on January 1st of 2015. So what is your biggest story of the year? Tell me. We lead tonight with the worldwide story of FIFA. President Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini have been banned for 8 years by the FIFA Ethics Committee today. They were booted out for conflict of interest over a $2 million payment to Platini. Now, we all know there's a lot more than that going on. But you got to pin something on somebody. It also must be noted that this is still a subject of an ongoing criminal investigation in Switzerland. I would imagine both of them are going to try to appeal. Blatter, 17 years as president of FIFA from one individual. Unbelievable. How is this ever going to be healthy to have somebody in the same position for 17 years? Not to mention that Blatter has been involved with FIFA for 40 years. So do you think entitlement might have come into mind or into the mind of this narcissist at some point? Now, he's going to go out in disgrace. There's no doubt about it. Platini, who so wanted to be the head of FIFA, now will consider potentially that ship may be gone. But again, Platini's going to go down trying to appeal. Ethics judges said that Sepp Blatter broke the FIFA code of ethics on conflict of interest, breach of loyalty, and offering and receiving gifts. Good God. Platini took 2 million Swiss francs approved by Blatter as uncontracted salary work as an advisor. Those naughty boys. Blatter could not demonstrate a legal basis for this payment. So there it is. the head of the octopus, these tentacles stretch all over the world. It's an unbelievable story that only could happen in the sport of soccer because of the fact that it is a global game. Today it was Arsenal 2-1 over Manchester City. So Arsenal fans are in a real big place right now of excitement. I don't think there's any question. There's real belief they can win a title. So a lot to talk about with the Arsenal-Manchester City game, if you did watch that today. We've got Bad Boys on the show tonight. We got Game On for 90. We got interviews. Julie Foudy will be on the show a little bit later on. We will also bring in Steve Davis of World Soccer Talk, who's a frequent guest on this show. And also, one of the new investors for the Houston Dynamo, Jake Silverstein from Portland, Oregon. So you'll get to hear him live for the first time here in Houston. All right, again, 713-780-3776. If you want to talk Arsenal, Manchester City, you want to talk the new Dynamo signings, Christian Maidana. I'm excited about the fact that the Houston Dynamo will be playing with a clear number 10 now. Finally, a playmaker, which we haven't had for many, many years in the traditional sort of role. So that's one to talk about tonight. Do you think Christian Maidana can get it done for the Houston Dynamo? And are you excited about that acquisition and about the fact that the team is going to play with an out-and-out number 10 in the more traditional sense here going into 2016? We can also talk about the FIFA scandal, the Chelsea crash and burn, Abby Wambach, and much, much more. So with that, I put it out one more time. What is the most important soccer moment of 2015 at 713-780-3776? We'll start things off tonight here with Jason. Jason, what's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hey, Glenn, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I've got kind of two. I've got kind of a local because I follow my Liverpool. So the retirement of Steven Gerrard was kind of one of my big soccer moments. The big international one, besides the World Cup, because, of course, you know, the Women's World Cup was a big deal, but what I found ironic was the fact that it was the United States who brought this investigation to FIFA, and that they're, you know, we haven't historically been a soccer-rich culture, but we're the ones who kind of brought the whole identity to FIFA and how that kind of kicked off this whole investigation, and I think it's good that it happened. So that's kind of been my big news story, and that's my 2015 in review. And then I also am disappointed at our loss. Liverpool's loss over the weekend, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. Was that just a bad day at the office for Liverpool, or was that more just a sign of issues systemic to the club? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate you kicking it off. Let's start with Liverpool getting absolutely pushed around, run over by Watford. Well, systematically, there's a lot of change that's going on with this manager because he's going to try to get in new players. It's not just a click of the fingers just because it's Jurgen Klopp and he's going to wave his magic powder over Liverpool and it's all going to come together. The loss was disturbing. The loss was set up by a goalkeeping error. So before I finish answering the rest of this question, here's what Jurgen Klopp had to say about the goalkeeping error. And this was something that happened very early in this game and really led to making Liverpool chase the game at Watford.
How can you think I could know about this? How could you think I could know about this? I go in the dressing room and then go give interviews. It's always, we don't ask people about things like this. So he knows that he should fix the first ball, and he know that he fixed the second ball. But the ref didn't. They did decide different, so that's all. Things like this happen. So I'm not angry with Adam. I'm not angry with them. I'm only angry because of our reaction on this fault. So faults happens. That's not the thing. But we have to react different, and that's what we have to learn.
So that was Jurgen Klopp. So that was the mistake early on, a goalkeeping error, ball dropped at Vicarage Road against Watford. Should have been handled easily. There was some controversy with people talking about, well, he had possession after it, after he dropped it. Bottom line is it was a goalkeeping error. The rest of it's secondary. It was a goalkeeping error. And it led to a poor start. It led to a long day. It was from Adam Bogdan, backup goalkeeper, and he dropped Ben Watson's corner. That's all there is to it. So you can talk about the second part of it and the referee Mark Clattenburg and the whole control thing and did he or did he not have it, but you heard Jurgen Klopp at the end. The problem was the initial mistake. So for those of you who want a micro breakdown, the second thing, whether he had possession or not, go for it. Me, I look at it simply as my goalkeeper made a mistake. But there was bigger things in this game. Two strikers up front for Watford just absolutely overpowered Sacco and also our tattooed monster at the center back position for Liverpool. They overrun him. They pushed him around. They were a handful the whole night long. Liverpool didn't look up for the moment. Watford was on fire, sharp, closing the ball down quickly. This was a convincing beatdown. I don't think there's any question. Convincing. And it was a well-deserved win for Watford. And Watford is pretty amazing in itself now because they've put themselves in a position where they're definitely now kind of pushing to be in the Champions League. I mean, it's crazy where they are. But it's the truth. It's been an interesting year with the rise of Leicester City, with the crash and burn of Chelsea, with all these different challenges and excitement that has come with the Premier League. And I love it. Manchester United can't find form. You know, Louis van Gaal now is under fire. Wayne Rooney, where has he gone? You know, there's so many different storylines now, and people are trying to find out and learn about Watford and Leicester City real quick. And I think for all of us, for me, who I don't really have a dog in the fight, it makes the league more interesting. Ighalo was a nightmare for Liverpool. There's no question. He had two of the goals. Guy was a nightmare. You know, mistakes. This is a big part of it. Troy Deeney, along with Ighalo, were these two strikers that are just a handful. Martin Skrtel struggled. He got beat easy, looked a bit soft. They weren't up for it. And they got outrun, outplayed, in a very tough place to play, quite frankly, at Watford. But, you know, Liverpool's got a lot of injury problems now at the back. They didn't have a lot going forward. And there's nothing that anybody can argue about. That was a Watford beatdown. So they've got 28 points after 17 games. They're 1 point behind Tottenham Hotspur, who are in fourth place. And Jurgen Klopp's got to continue to try and rebuild the team. And hopefully people will realize the challenges that he has. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, long-time Arsenal fan here. Definitely test buffed up after Everton lost and Arsenal won. But my question is more about the way the standings are in the league right now. And it's two parts. It's A, do you think Leicester City or Leicester City can sustain this run that they're going through? Mm-hmm. And two, as a former player, can you explain what happens in February or March, a little after the midpoint of the season, why some of these teams that start like a flash in the pan slowly start to trail off? What happens to the squad and the fitness towards the three-fourths of the season, and why the better teams usually start picking up then? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's going to be interesting to see if that trend continues. Now, not having played in a situation where it was a split season like that, I can't really comment on that because I played in pro leagues here in the States. And it's a little bit different. You know, I think the big question around Leicester City is, do they have the staying power? Do they have the depth? Everybody said once they start playing the bigger clubs, it's not going to happen. Well, they've gotten results against the bigger clubs. I do believe that they're going to have to truly avoid any key sustained injury to any big piece, because their depth will certainly be something that's going to be tested the longer the season goes on. But it is remarkable what they have done. And, you know, who's to say that they can't buck the system and the way it works? I look at Liverpool as a team in transition, obviously. Just because you get a great manager doesn't mean that it's all going to fall into place right away. They've had some bright moments with Klopp. They've had some not so bright moments like the game against Watford. I don't think there's any question. He has to be able to secure time before he can really make an even bigger difference. I think there's always the initial, hey, we got Jurgen Klopp, what a great manager. And don't forget, he struggled with Dortmund 1 year horribly while they were doing well in the Champions League. I think we all remember that. But the guy is no doubt a great manager. He's something special. He's going to have to get more pieces in place to his liking and to what will be the ultimate purpose of play for Liverpool. As far as the dip in the Premier League, boy, this is a very different season. I don't want to even begin to dare to predict what is going to happen. But, I mean, based on the table and teams that have just stunned us, have come out of nowhere. I mean, I love the Claudio Ranieri story at Leicester. I love the crash and burn of Chelsea to a degree, just because of it from an interest level. I mean, here was a manager, Jose Mourinho, who we looked upon and said, this is one of the great managers in the game. And I don't think there's any question. He is one of the great managers. So let's see if he can pull himself out of this nosedive that this team has taken. Can he guide them and steady them and have them reclaim some respectability in the Premier League? And the answer was no. And he went out like a little baby throwing his toys out of the box. He blamed everybody and anyone. And he proved that in this case, he wasn't talented enough to get it done. So for everybody who says, yeah, it's on the players and all, yes, it is also. I don't think there's any question. There's real accountability. But in the end, what did he want to do? He wanted to take everybody down with the sinking ship. And they had to fire him because he was an embarrassment. And when you're the guy who wants to be the show, that's a big problem. And let's also remember this. This whole thing with Manchester United and, you know, that they have interest in Mourinho, I'm not believing it for a second. I'm not believing it for a second because I don't think they're ever going to hire him. I don't think Barcelona will ever hire him. It would have to be because there wasn't any other viable candidates, because I don't think his style of being the guy that is constantly got the spotlight on him, no matter what you're telling me, that it's because he's deflecting the pressure off the players and all that, it's not going to work, because those clubs, the club is always going to be bigger than any individual. And I don't think he's ever going to go there. All right, who do we got here? Will, let's go to Will. Will, what's on your mind tonight here? And by the way, Will, you got to tell me, what was the biggest story in 2015?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Will. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave.
Okay.
I was just calling to talk about Arsenal's game today.
Yes.
I took a two-hour lunch, man. Got in trouble for that, but it's worth it.
Still got a job?
Yeah, I still got the job. You
good,
know.
Good, good, good.
I have to come in early tomorrow, but it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was worth it for you today. You saw it live.
Oh, yes. I think we played well, man. I think Leicester City being our main opposition right now, because Man City can't seem to do anything without company. So I just think Leicester City right now, I'm really hoping the two next matches, which are Man City and I think someone else in the top seven, I don't know if they're going to lose, man, because I watched the game against Everton, and Leicester is a good team, man. I don't care where they came from. I don't know who these players are. I wish we bought them. Someone like Riyad Mahrez, he is talented on every scale. I don't care where you put him. But, by the way, if they get injured, like you were talking about, their depth is going to be exposed. And Arsenal, we already have injuries to our main players, and we're still winning. And we're doing this in a very, very beautiful manner. Joel Campbell today was just like, he worked his ass off. He got tired and fatigued, and they had to change him. But that type of performance, I don't know if Leicester City's second team can produce at that quality and still defeat Manchester City. Well, so I'm looking to see, and I'm crazy about Arsenal's performance, man. It was everything they thought we couldn't do. We have some players out, our talisman out. They got Aguero back. He didn't do much. Our defense was solid. The midfield was helping out. Everyone was involved. So, yeah, just as an Arsenal fan, it was a pretty good win.
You know what was impressive to me, Will? You know what was impressive with Arsenal today? Was their team shape. And then Man, when they got the ball knocked in the midfield, it was amazing to be watching on TV because the commitment of guys to sprint, and I mean do 60, 70-yard sprints to get into the to get in front of the ball to be a target to receive it as they got into the attacking half of the field was remarkable. Now, I will say, it did get a little bit nervy, you have to admit, when Yaya Toure, who really I thought was in and out of this game, scored a spectacular goal to make it 2-1. The last few minutes was a little bit nervy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think Giroud and Walcott, actually, with the both of them playing today, I think it might work out. With the both of them scoring, Walcott's goal was just spectacular. And with the way he came in from the right, I think he can play up there, even if he doesn't want to. But Giroud, he's like Alvardi, man. He's doing good. 12 goals in how many? In 14 matches in the Premier League? That's a good return for anybody. So it's a pretty good team-building effort. The last four games, we lost a few of them, but I think everything was worth it, man. We could have been on top. I think we should have been on top right now by about 4 points, being that we lost some stupid games. But I think everything was worth it. I think now the team values every win. With the way we held on to the win in the last, I think, last 8 minutes, when the win had a lot of pressure, Barney had a chance, a header, and I think we did good, but there's space for improvement. So I'm just hoping as the year goes on, as the players come back, we still have Kokilan coming back. We have 3-4 of our best players coming back. I think everyone is going to be surprised in February when we come back and we unleash. I don't think we have any hope in Champions League. I don't even want to have hope. It's kind of a waste of time. It's good money in terms of the revenue, but we need to focus on the Premier League, man. It's too much of a drought. We've never won the Champions League. Let's leave that alone until 2-3 years, man.
Leicester City and Arsenal will. These are two teams with supreme confidence right now. Arsenal's positioned well now. These games coming up are going to be vital for both of them. Leicester City, by the way, the highest scoring team in the Premier League. I mean, it is a remarkable story. But you just wonder if Mahrez or Jamie Vardy got injured, you know, it would totally derail the thing. And the depth is what somebody's going to always point to right now. Do they have it? Because of the differing resources between the likes of Leicester City and the Arsenals and the Man Cities of the world. Will, thank you very much for your phone call. Happy holidays. I appreciate that from a great Arsenal fan. We'll take a break. A lot more to come here at Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. When we come back, a lot more to talk about. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle personal injury cases from plant and refinery to medical, industrial, 18-wheeler, down to boat and car. DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and Company, 713-364-0915. It's DaspitLaw.com. You need a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side? It's DaspitLaw.com and the Daspit Law Firm. 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
I got to let this one play a little bit. We all need to get some shelter sometime. This one can stir you up. Give me some shelter, Tyler. And it burns like a brand new carpet. Give me some shelter time. All right. Welcome you back. A couple of things to talk about here. Quick reminder, Amigo Energy. And Amigo Energy, big supporters of soccer. Good friend Everard Santamarino over there. Amigo Energy wishes all soccer fans happy holidays and reminds you that LED Christmas lights use 80 to 90% less electricity and last 33 times longer than incandescent bulbs. Additionally, Amigo Energy Nights Free customers pay no more energy charge to light up their holiday decorations overnight. And by the way, there's some people who are serious about decorations in their yards here in Houston. It's pretty spectacular. So Amigo Energy Nights Free customers, again, pay no energy charge to light up their holiday decorations overnight. Take advantage, sign up for Amigo Energy Nights Free, and light up the holiday tree for less money. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today or call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Sign up for holiday and year-round electricity savings today. You like saving money, so do I. It's Amigo Energy Nights Free. Go to amigoenergy.com/soccermatters, and we thank Amigo Energy for their support of this program. All right, well, it's that time right now. It's Game On
for 90. Game On, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game On.
With Game On for 90.
All right, I'm on the clock. Soccer can be an amazing vehicle for reminding us of so much. It happened to me this weekend. So let me take you out yesterday. Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic hosted by Cyfair Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club in Cyprus at Dice Park. Their coaching director, Olivier Finidori, used to play for the Houston Hotshots. 70-80 youth soccer players signed up to be a part of the clinic. All the proceeds went to a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. The funds raised were great, but what was even more powerful was the awareness created for pediatric cancer and the Texas Children's Hospital. The day was magical. The Dynamo staff, led by Finidori, Jim Walker, Andrew Bridges, Joby Napier, and countless others committed to the event. Their coaching staff doing all the coaching. My Root Sports TV partner, Eddie Robinson, the former Dynamo, came out, wowed the youth with his MLS Cup rings. But on to the real stars of this show. Three amazing young people that are all cancer survivors addressed these campers. This was incredible, heartfelt stuff. Their names, and don't forget these names, Freddie Reyes, Eileen Dowd, and Kylie Austin. The three provided amazing testimony to their real-life challenges. And I'll tell you, all these kids watching them had eyes like as big as saucer plates. Their testimony of fighting and beating cancer. They made the day magical. They reminded us of good fortune. They reminded us that cancer can and will be beaten. How amazingly articulate and impactful they were to these young adults. Now, these were all Freddie, Eileen, Kylie, all early 20s. Now, I drove home from Cyprus after this floating in an amazing mode after watching this connection. It was community. It felt close. The closeness, the care in the air, amazing. It left you wanting more. Now, you soccer, it has its givers. Dynamo Soccer Club, you are givers. And it has its takers. This was Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club out of Cyprus, again reminding us that they are givers. It was amazing, it was timely, and it struck a chord with me. And each and every year, the Cyfair Dynamos are committed as a youth soccer club to the event Kick Cancer. My thanks to Olivier Finidori and Company. And my thanks for Freddie Reyes, Eileen Down, and Kylie Austin, cancer survivors who yesterday taught us all so much. And that's Game On for 90. Maybe a little bit of a yellow card there for going overtime, Tyler. I apologize for that. But this was just too important. All right. Again, the number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. That's the number to call in. 713-780-3776. So what are your biggest topics of the year when it came to soccer, a global game this year? What was most important to you? What do you think was the biggest story of 2015? Was it the FIFA scandal? Was it the Chelsea crash and burn? Was it the Leicester rise to prominence? Leicester City now, 17 games played, 11 wins, 5 draws, only 1 loss. Goal difference of 13, 38 points, 2 points ahead of Arsenal to lead the Premier League standings. Fascinating. Could be the rise of Watford if you're a Watford fan, who, by the way, are only a point out of a Champions League place. 713-780-3776. Chelsea, 18 points, sitting above the relegation zone. Arsenal today, 2-1 winners over Manchester City. That's another topic to talk about. The Dynamo change of model, both on and off the field. Are you excited going into 2016 about the Houston Dynamo? Owen Coyle and his staff have a year under their belts. Lots of changes occurred, more to come. Expecting more foreign signings as well. There's a lot going on. Dynamo, maybe locally the biggest news is might have been the Owen Coyle hiring. It might have been the fact that Gabriel Brenner now has a controlling interest in the Houston Dynamo. No more AEG. What are your thoughts on that? 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. Maybe you as a Dynamo fan are excited now to have a traditional number 10, a traditional playmaker operating as a part of your team. I mean, we have to go back to Dwayne De Rosario. We have to go back to Stuart Holden to say those were more traditional number 10s. But this is a player that's not going to be much of a box-to-box player. He's going to be more of a player that has less of a defensive responsibility. And then the Dynamo wide play. They're looking to strengthen that up with pace. And what's going to happen with Brad Davis, the Dynamo legend? That's still up in the air. Nobody really knows right now. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. I think there's some bad boys out there, aren't there, Tyler? I think it's that time.
Fabregas. Uy, la entrada de Marcelo, le va a echar.
Was that a spit, David? Was that a spit?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yes, it's a red card, he spat.
There's a red card that's just been issued. Nonri's been kicked out of the match.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Wait a minute, he's taking another card out for Beckham. It's a red card for David Beckham.
Oh, طرد طرد لرونالدينو عفوا هي بطاقة صفراء الحكم يعني لقطة طريفة في المباراة.
So each and every week we give a red card to bad boys. This week it goes to the ugly supporters. In this case, a famed River Plate in Argentina. So they're at the airport in Japan. Barcelona has just won the World Club Championship. The fans confront an allegedly abused Barcelona star Lionel Messi, Javier Mascherano at the airport. I believe they spit at Messi. This was in a Japanese airport after the 3-0 Barcelona FIFA Club World Cup win. Messi spat upon, insulted by the River fans as Barcelona prepared to fly home. Messi had one of the goals in the 3-0 win. River president Rodolfo de Onofrio condemned the action. Quote, there's always some idiot, to put it mildly. Messi's a gentleman. When he scored the goal, he raised his hands apologizing. Then River coach Marcelo Gallardo weighed in. He had this to say. He said, quote, I didn't see it. I want to condemn this behavior. This is out of place. You need to be respectful. He's a player who was born in our country, is the best in the world, and plays for our national team. So there's Lionel Messi. And Gallardo went on to say, this is an incredible behavior for a man that has been a model of consistency as a footballer and has rarely put a foot wrong both on and off the field. That's Lionel Messi. Wow. Clownful idiots. And, of course, they're attacking a guy who represents them internationally. Theo Walcott, Olivier Giroud today, leading the Gunners of Arsenal to a 2-1 victory over Manchester City. This was at the Emirates. And, by the way, it was without Alexis Sanchez, who's out for another 3 weeks, according to the manager, Arsene Wenger, after this 2-1 win. Sanchez has been out since November with a hamstring injury. I thought Mesut Ozil today was exceptional for Arsenal. So Arsenal started with Peter Cech in goal. Boy, Peter Cech got out of Chelsea Blues land at the right time. 713-780-3776 if you've got thoughts. We will take a quick break here. When we come back from break, Scott, you're going to be first. Looking forward to talking to you and finding out what's on Scott's mind. I think he wants to talk a little bit about Jose Mourinho and the FIFA scandal. We'll come back. We got a lot more to go on this program as we go to break. How about another word for Amigo Energy? Amigo Energy wishes all soccer fans happy holidays. Reminds you that LED Christmas lights use 80 to 90% less electricity. They last 33 times longer than incandescent bulbs. Additionally, Amigo Energy Nights Free customers pay no energy charge to light up their holiday decorations overnight. Take advantage of Amigo Energy and sign up for the Amigo Energy Nights Free and light up the holiday tree for less money. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today, 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. Sign up for holiday and year-round electricity savings today with Amigo Energy. We'll take a Bud Light. We'll take a 7-Up break now.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
We bring you back with a little Gary Clark Jr. By the way, Mr. Tyler, the key producer. I got tickets for Gary Clark Jr.
I'm thinking about getting tickets myself.
Warehouse Live. You're going to have to pay probably twice what the original ticket price was because that place is small.
That's is
what
it all I had sold out?
Sold out. Gary Clark Jr. Nah, you can do it. We'll figure it out. We'll get figured out. You're a music man.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous guitar player. He's got does an incredible. I like his song Numb, and I like the cover of Third Stone from the Sun that he does with Hendrix, and he weaves in some of his own stuff in there. Pretty incredible.
His new CD has some. That was off of his new CD. It's called Stay, but he's got one on there called Grinder, which is really good.
All right. We're going to have to play that on the program. Second hour, maybe. Grinder from Gary Clark Jr. Okay. Free publicity for Mr. Gary Clark Jr., but he's earned it because he's a tremendous guitar player. By the way, when the Rolling Stones put him on tour with them to open up, he got a lot of eyeballs on
him. Oh, yeah.
That was a great move for him. All right. And speaking of great moves, the Daspit Law Firm is a great move. They work for you 24/7. Houston personal injury attorneys, they handle personal injury cases from plant and refinery, medical, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler, right on down to boat and car accidents, and wrongful death. It's John Daspit. It's his law firm. It's the DaspitLaw.com. Again, DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915. Now, with the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured that when you're in a time of stress, you've had an accident, you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. You know that's important. They will fight for your right for compensation. It's the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer and Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. 713-364-0915. Call them toll-free. They will handle calls both in English and Spanish, 888-273-1045. Soccer Matters, thanks, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, with that, the Patience Award tonight goes to Scott. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, Glenn. Good to speak to you again.
Hey, Scott, nice to have you on.
I just wanted to say, I think, that, you know, unfortunately for the sport, the biggest story must be the corruption scandal of FIFA. It's just unbelievable. I thought that was pretty apt. The Bad Boys song that you're singing there, you know, they certainly fit the bill. It was just disgraceful. You know, when you talk about givers and takers, it just shows you it can still happen. And I'm glad that they're going to get their just punishment.
You know, when you think of the depth of this and how far those tentacles stretch around the world, and it could only happen through soccer because of its global nature, right, Scott? It's almost incredible to think about. And, you know, when they began to do dirty business here in the United States, the gig was up. The gig was up. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how it goes in the future. People are not going to stop going to soccer games because of these clowns, but you know, the app, the self-indulgence, the greed, the avariciousness, God, it's ugly. It is so ugly.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking what kind of punishment they can give. And I was thinking Blatter could be the new Chelsea coach without any pay. And then, maybe Platini could be the new Man United without any pay.
Oh, you know this is killing Platini because he so badly wanted to become the next president of FIFA. Now, supposedly he's got some UEFA backing, though. But, oof, it's ugly. What else is on your mind, Scott?
Just wanted to, you know, also sort of echo your opinion on Maidana and the new signings, Wenger for the Houston Dynamo. I think it's a good move, a good direction, and you know, hopefully that'll unleash the potential of Kubo, certainly, and give more ammunition to Will Bruin up front, who, you know, no matter how you look at it, he's a double-digit goal scorer, and I think with more of a number 10 player supporting him, I think he could be a really good MLS all-star in the future. And I think Owen Coyle's putting all the right pieces in the place. A couple more pieces at the back, a central defender, a holding midfielder, and I think we've got a good sort of good potential for becoming a relevant team again. I think, you know, in the end of the day, all the Dynamo fans, all we want is just to become relevant again. You look at all the stories on the MLS social media, you know, and it's you've got to sort of look down a long ways down until you see a Dynamo story. So that's all we want. We want to be up there with the other big clubs and, you know, fighting for the championship.
You know, Scott, you speak truth. And listen, you have to be truthful about what's going on down here. The team got, I don't like saying this, but it lost its appeal from a visual perspective. It lost its entertainment value on a consistent basis, and it lost relevancy, and less people are coming to games. And now there's a lot of great pieces in place here to revive it. And the Dynamo have got a plan. They want to go to a winger-based system, as Owen Coyle has mentioned. They now have a different structure in their front office. They're buying pieces and acquiring pieces that they think are going to fit the changing playing style. It's not going to be without its emotional moments, but this is what a turnover and transition has to bring about. I agree with you wholeheartedly that they need an additional center back and a holding midfielder. I could see them playing with Ricardo Clark and an additional holding midfielder that are behind Maidana, because Maidana is not going to have the defensive responsibilities. He's not being brought here to defend. He's being brought here to create.
We don't want him to.
Yeah. He's being brought here to create. So I think they need a very much a personality, presence, edgy, and I'm not saying it's Gattuso, but a guy with a little bit of an edge that puts the fear into others in central midfield, along with Rico Clark. Rico Clark's role will have to be refined a little bit now, because I think he's going to have to be more selective in going forward with Maidana there and more aware of that. We do know he scored 8 goals coming from a deep position. I think that's going to change a little bit. They're going to have to get penetration out wide and get behind outside backs and behind defenses. It has been a real struggle to do that in years. In fact, last year, the real penetrators in the Dynamo were Giles Barnes and DeMarcus Beasley. And the fact is, you got to have more than 2 guys that can penetrate on a team. Now, Andrew Wenger, power, strength. He's got speed. He's got to get behind people, though. And that's going to be the real – that's going to be the question. Just because he's got all these great elements, the Dynamo are going to believe they can get the best out of him in Maidana. Maidana has all the analytics behind him, but he's a very differing playmaker. He himself, in an interview with me, compared himself to Juan Román Riquelme. Now, Riquelme, if we all remember, was a guy that everything was funneled through him, a master at getting out of tight spaces because of his amazing technical ability, but a guy that was all about creating a couple yards of space, a yard and a half, a yard, getting his head up and then hurting you via the pass and set pieces. That's the type of guy he was. And I think when Maidana relates himself to that, you then say, okay, as a playmaker, this is going to be his strength, creating a yard and a half of space, getting his head up, getting people moving and running in front of him, and him finding those people. He is not going to pick a ball up and run it four different guys and break people down going to goal. You know, he's going to have to somehow draw free kicks, but he's not going to be that type of player, and he's not going to score a lot of goals, I don't think, either. So, you know, there's a lot that's going to be relied upon on his range of passing and his ability to create passing angles, get the ball in behind of opposing midfields, and do that playmaking. And that means people are going to have to be mobile. They're going to have to get in front of them. I mean, what was so impressive to me at times with Arsenal today was they get a ball in the midfield. I mean, there were three and four guys sprinting 60 and 70 yards to get in front of the ball, to be on the receiving end of the pass. And this has got to happen for the Dynamo. And the Dynamo now, hopefully, if they can become better overall team speed-wise, Scott, that they now will be more of a threat on the counterattack, not just Giles Barnes, but others. And that element needs to be there in order to measure and keep honest opponents. And that element hasn't been there. It's not been a team that's been able to break out quickly over the last couple of years. On occasion, it happened. But so many times we saw, you know, the Dynamo knocking in the midfield, and you're going, okay, let's keep going forward. Let's keep going. You know, somebody sprint in front of the ball. Let's keep going. And then somebody puts a foot on the ball, knocks it back, and another team gets settled. And now you got to break down 9 or 10 players.
No, I totally agree. I mean, you know, the skill level's been there, and I really just think it's been, you know, at that level of play, you know, it's a lot to do with your mindset and your confidence level. And I think Owen Coyle, and he's proved that in the SPL, the EPL, and, you know, he's got a year under his belt. He's come into the MSL without, you know, all the frills and whatnot, and he's come here eyes wide open. I think this season he'll really instill his ethics and will build confidence in the players, and I'm really hopeful for this coming season.
Yeah, me too. I'm hopeful, and you know, we got an amazing soccer market here. There's going to be tremendous competition with all kinds of other events coming here. I mean, we have the Copa Centenario here with Mexico. We'll have we've got women's CONCACAF qualifying for the Olympics coming up. There's just a lot of stuff that's going to be coming through Houston, and more stuff that hasn't been announced yet. We're going to have bars packed during the Euros this summer. There's a tremendous amount of competition, not only with other sports and the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans, but there's tremendous competition with the television, with social media, for the Houston Dynamo. And they got to check all categories, and that's what they're going after. It's playing style. It's the type of playing style that entertains. It's individuals that entertain. It's players that that are accessible in the community, better accessibility to them than any other sport in town here. It has to happen. It has to happen.
Well, we can go on and on.
We got to reignite the Latino community around the Houston Dynamo in Major League Soccer. Playing style will do that, along with a lot of other things. There has to be a comprehensive plan. It's not Oscar De La Hoya showing up and signing a couple autographs that's gonna earn you the trust of the Latino and Hispanic community. And we can't neglect them. And we can't neglect the Central American community. We can't neglect the 100,000 Nigerians that lived here. We can't neglect anybody, because we can be like Portland.
But ultimately, what will bring the fans is a winning team. You know, you can't.
But it's not just winning,
that.
Scott. And I hate.
And that's what we need to
do. I'm going to stop you there. It is not just winning. Okay. That is a piece of it. These days in sport, it's entertainment also. People come to games for a variety of different reasons, and it is not just winning, but winning is essential. Absolutely. This is a club with a history of being in the playoffs. It hasn't been in it for 2 years, and quite frankly, probably wouldn't have been in it in that year before if it wasn't for Tally Hall. Okay, and I say that with all truth and honesty, and I think people recognize that. I've heard people say that unsolicited. So, yeah, it's a lot of things. Purpose of play, I think. It's identity with the community. It's a corporate responsibility of the Dynamo to have something that connects with the fans here. And I think there's a lot, and I think there's a lot more that can be acquired. I got more ideas than you'd know. And I know the Dynamo have a ton of ideas. So it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. But it's leadership. It's vision. It's not reacting. It's not reacting to trends. It's getting out in front of the narrative and running it yourself with vision. And I think that's beginning to happen here in a big way.
Well, I appreciate all you've done for the sport, Glenn, and really enjoyed listening to your shows and whatnot. And Merry Christmas to you and all the fans.
And Scott, you know what I just did? I was trying to hypnotize you the last 5 minutes with all that soapboxing. And I guess it did. I guess it didn't work, did it?
All right.
Scott, thank you very much. Happy holidays to you, and I appreciate the phone call tonight. All right, quick word here before we head to break here. Now, coming up in the second hour, Julie Foudy, 1999 Women's World Cup. Just a great person. I've really enjoyed getting to know her over the years and being involved with broadcasting games with ESPN for her, whether it's national team, NWSL. She's coming on the show. She's going to talk some Abby Wambach and also the controversy. She did a piece on the cancer concerns with the rubber tire pellets that are on artificial surfaces. She'll be on. We will also have Jake Silverstein, one of the new Dynamo investors. He will be on the show, as well as Steve Davis from World Soccer Talk. Quick word here again. It is for Amigo Energy. They remind you, they wish soccer fans happy holidays. LED Christmas lights use 80 to 90% less electricity, and they last 33 times longer than incandescent bulbs. Amigo Energy Nights Free. It will save you money. You will have no energy charge to light up your holiday decorations. Get to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today. 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. By the way, thanks to all our sponsors. 7-Up, Bud Light, Bayern Munich, Daspit Law Firm, and John Daspit. Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, Jan Christensen, Amigo Energy, Gorgeous Gale. I did mention the Bayern Munich, didn't I? It's a mouthful. All right, we'll take a break. More of the best in soccer talk. It's coming up when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.